Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. Hey there, my beautiful people. How are you doing today? I want to talk to you today about why starting messy is a complete myth. So in case you're struggling in your business or you're just kind of feeling a little poopy or you're like, oh my gosh, like, why aren't things working? Or maybe you feel really great and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just afraid for the next shoe to fall because things can't be this great. I want to give you hope because that's what I feel is always people should have access to is hope because there is hope out there. But I want to talk about why I believe that starting messy in your entrepreneurial journey is a myth. I remember always seeing on Instagram or in various places, maybe like quote cards or memes of people say, just start messy, just go and do it. And I understand it was mostly because people were afraid to take action. Maybe I've said start messy before, I'm not quite sure, but it doesn't sound like I would say that too much because I just never really resonated with that. And so I understand like coaches saying, start messy, just do it. Because there are so many people, like I said, that are just afraid to act. This reminds me of when I was in college. I went to college in Waco, Texas. I went to Baylor University. And there was a cliff, I think it was like a Lake Whitney, that my friends invited me to. And we were jumping off a 30-foot cliff. I didn't know what was at the bottom. I was just kind of like listening to whatever, you know, people had been there before. And so I trusted a friend of a friend of a friend. And, you know, people were jumping off, all the kids are jumping off. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm really scared. And I'm terrified of water whenever I can't see the bottom. In fact, I was actually, when I was little, I used to be terrified of taking a bath because my parents allowed me to, or my mom would have me watch Jaws with her. And I was always afraid of being in the water. So I remember taking baths as I was little and I was like afraid to take a bath, like, oh my God, Jaws is going to come. So, but here I am in college and I'm trusting them, not knowing what's down there, already knowing that I'm afraid of swimming in water that I can't see the bottom and not being like the best swimmer. And so I finally work up the courage to jump off the cliff. As I'm jumping, I'm in midair, time seemed to just slow down. It was like everything was going in slow motion. And here I am, just like my arms going everywhere, my legs kicking everywhere because I'm like just so fearful. I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Like right now, as I'm imagining it, I imagine myself now, my 40-year-old self looking at that 20-year-old self, like pausing, like, what the heck were you thinking? And so as I'm going down, it feels like everything's going slow. There's not much that I can do. I mean, I'm already going into the water. There's not that much I can do. I'm not fully prepared for it. I was just jumping because of a friend of a friend of a friend said it was okay. And they had jumped before and they seemed okay. I jumped into the water, freezing cold. I was like paddling, trying to like figure out how to get back up. Thankfully, I was okay. Sometimes we approach starting a business or starting a new strategy in our business like that. We just jump based off of the information what other people have told us. Their successes, things that happen with them, we are going to assume we're going to be okay. Fortunately, in this story, I was okay. Other people that had done it after weren't okay and years to come in that same spot weren't necessarily okay. So just because someone has done it before doesn't always mean it's going to be okay with you. And so I believe that yes, you want to maybe start, but I don't think that starting messy is the adjective you want to go for. Maybe starting imperfect, maybe starting with intention, starting with some maybe a fire in your belly. Most of the time, you're going to have that fire in your belly if you have this dream of entrepreneurship. However, starting with intention, even if it's imperfect intention, and knowing what's going to be your next step is very crucial to being able to have a profitable, thriving, and successful business. When you start messy, a lot of times you're just falling forward and you don't stop to really think, okay, what's going to happen once I hit the ground? Am I going to hit the ground? What am I going to hit? That's when you start to all these things start to come up and you're like, oh crap, maybe I should have done this before. And then this landing would have been a little bit easier on my joints. So when we start messy and we are copying the things that other people are doing, we see a lot of content out there about really geared towards the type of content you should create. I love content. I love creating content. So I'm not going to say content's bad or, no. But a lot of times what we end up being is content top heavy. So we have so much more content than we have the rest of the structure of the business in place. So we have all this content going everywhere. We're increasing our visibility and we're excited. We're like, oh my gosh, all these likes on your Instagram. You have all these likes in your Facebook group. You have, maybe likes now in the Instagram stories since now that people can do that. And you're gauging your success off of that. However, likes are just buttons on the internet. Likes are just buttons on social media. We get so excited about those likes, but those likes don't necessarily translate into sales. And sales is what is the lifeline of our business. So I want to ask, do you ever get upset or do you feel like a failure? Maybe you're not mad at anyone, but do you ever internalize the fact that maybe you don't have as much likes on your posts or any kind of comments on your posts? Do you ever take that to mean something about you? I hope not. Because if likes are just buttons on the internet, I want to ask, when you're going, maybe you're going through the mall, you're shopping in the mall, if someone were to pass you and not push your buttons, would you be okay with that? You're not going to be upset, right? You're like, whew, glad they didn't push my buttons. Sometimes we need to detach from when we post things and expecting people to interact. While I love the energy exchange of that, sometimes we need to be okay with that. They're not going to comment, they're not going to like, but we're going to have to trust that we're going to make that impact. What I found is that when people are so content top heavy that they're putting all of their energy and all their efforts into the content. So it makes it very valuable to them when people will engage on their content. If someone is to have an even amount of content and they're getting into the DMs, now they're building relationships and they're not just focused on creating content alone, then they can mostly detach from what happens on their posts and they can have a more holistic way to grow their business through sales and marketing. When people are completely focused on the metrics of engagement, it takes away what is truly important. And there's so many other metrics that are important to measure how successful your business is. Obviously, there are going to be sales. There's going to also be impact, but also measuring your mindset of how you started the month. What was your mindset in when you started the month and then when you ended the month? Inside Quantum Leap, I take you through my step-by-step process that mixes emotion and logic. Because here's the thing, you can run your entire business on logic and still get nowhere. It is when you have that blend of logic and emotion, because the emotion is where you take ownership of the actions that you're going to take to reach your goal. And the logic is the guidance that is required to reach that goal. In just 2 short hours after the Quantum Leap Masterclass, you're going to have a solid business structure for you to take action and reach your big money goal in the next 30 days, and a marketing content outline for you to create the content that's going to align with the offers that are going to help you reach that goal. So head over to the show notes so you can sign up. It all goes down June 28th, 2022. And if you are in my Elevate program, you get free access to this amazing interactive masterclass. I'll drop the link for that. Oh man, I am so freaking pumped for this. You have no idea, because this gets to mix my doer logical, nerdy self with the beauty and the flow of the goddess within me. And it's going to be able to help you do the same. Bye. I will see you later.
Thank you for joining me this week.
To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.